Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another week here at Drone DJ. Now, obviously, early on this week, we've done a special episode on the Mini 3 Pro launch. So if you want to know everything on our first impression for Mini 3, please check out the previous episode. And stay to the end of this episode because we're also going to have a quick preview on what's coming up on the whole DJI drone lineup, specifically regarding the controllers. So first thing first, let's talk about the top news this week. And besides the DJI Mini 3, Kirk, it seems like this really is a week of drone deliveries. We've got one, two, three, four. We've got four delivery news that seem to be the top news this week.
Yeah, no, a bunch of companies have been, you know, getting FAA approval or have been, you know, coming up with new products to kind of get that last mile solution down and solved, or just have different, you know, options. Ringcopter is one of them. The Wingcopter 198 got their special class airworthiness, you know, milestones. So it's always cool to see kind of just like new options come up. I mean, maybe one day there'll be one in like Wisconsin that I can like try out. They all seem to be in more southern states, but or Western states, but no, it's well, super cool.
It feels like it's a couple of steps further.
Yeah. Every single time there's a new one, it's a step further to like kind of like having these become more mainstream and more, across the country rather than just these small pockets of the United States and Canada and Europe.
We're definitely inching closer.
Yeah. The Renault one is actually probably one of my favorites. It's really interesting because like, it's kind of like that straight up last mile. You know, they drive the truck, which is, I say, is all electric. So I wonder if this is like a electric truck. We had to talk with our electric people about how nice that truck is, but it pops out and they have a bike, and then they also have a little pop up, takeoff spot for the drone. Yep. The kind of get that last mile in, which is super, super unique and super kind of like this one makes sense, especially in like in some areas where like maybe your drone doesn't have that side of that range. You don't want to build a large drone like Wingcopter Wing or whatever it's called. I think Google's is, and then
and Walmart has the drone up.
Yeah, so they can just drive it out to like maybe like there's a small little town and you have a bunch of packages. You just drive the truck up, take off, and you deliver all your packages. And you head back to your main base, which would be a little smart.
So this is your all-in-one solution. You've got the van, you've got a bike, and then you've got a drone. So that's really your ultimate last mile delivery solution. Mm-hmm. And then plus earlier, we did cover a story on Renault's flying car, right? I mean, although that was a concept car, it just seems like they've got, they're definitely in for the drone delivery game. Doesn't matter if they're delivering people or packages, if they're going full on with, the delivery package like this.
Yeah, that was kind of the biggest question when we saw that was like, is this like a gimmick that they're trying to get some headlines, or is this going to be is this like their next step towards, you know, actually being a player in the drone industry? And it looks like they're making that step towards actually being a drone industry, you know, player, or at least, you know, maybe they're not building this drone, but maybe they're allowing, other drone operators to use this product.
Now, next is UK. And apparently for those of you who live in UK, the Royal Mail could be delivered by a drone.
Yeah, this is an interesting looking product. I actually totally missed this story when it popped up too. But like, this is a, I mean, these type of like more medium size, larger size like drones are kind of like probably the holy grail of like these, not last mile, but you know, actually making your whole system autonomous and way more efficient.
And I believe early on this week, I saw another piece of news where it says there was one private pilot licensing stage, the first one that was granted on someone who passed it using a full electric plane, like a small full electric plane. So besides just drones, I think really the move forward is one is energy, right? So trying to use more alternative energy resources. And then two is, like you said, Kirk, is replacing the traditional crewed airplanes with uncrewed. So essentially it's your drone, but obviously it's not the small quadcopter we're used to, right?
Yeah, pilots are extremely expensive and also are kind of with a lot of other industries currently having an issue with finding enough pilots who can actually fly their planes, especially the larger ones. A lot of them, my friend down in Florida was a pilot. He's been a pilot for like 20, 30 years, and he switched from being flying every day to I'll fly when I want to, whenever they need a pilot, and Edo now only flies like half as much. So if a lot of people are doing that, I mean, there's a huge supply shortage of pilots then, and the industry needs to kind of like either train more pilots, or what seems to be another alternative is, you know, taking the pilot out of the cockpit and just, you know, putting them on, you know, as like an operator on the ground or as a supervisor over a couple of them.
Yeah, there are also turnover concerns, right? Working mm-hmm. hours, turnover concerns, all of that. I mean, when it's local, it's not too bad. But when it's international, overlay, there are a bunch of things when you use actual humans, you know, have apparently we have limitations.
Yeah, so this is definitely interesting. I mean, it's the Royal Mail, so you get the things. It actually kind of looks like the like an old bi-propeller, like, you know, plane. And I just, for some reason, it looks like super iconic to me when in the red, like in a red livery. So
yeah. Well, if any of you got your mail delivered by a drone, please let us know.
Oh yes.
I always want to know, how do they avoid my dog running out of the door?
Honestly, any drones. Like, if I haven't talked to anyone who's ever gotten anything delivered by a drone, and I just want to talk to someone, just like, how scared were you, or were you not scared? Like, because it's just that last. I know a lot of people now are kind of like talking about with drone delivery is. It's no, the drones have solved like the last mile, but now you have to figure out the last like couple feet.
Definitely.
You know, yeah. Finding a place to land, you know, or finding a place to put the package where the, you know, receiver can like find it. Like that's kind of like interesting. Like how easy was it to find the package? Like, did it put it in your driveway? Did it put it in your lawn? Did you somehow put it on your front
not,
porch?
Okay. Not that the regular delivery drivers are always leaving it at the same spot.
Yeah. Anyway. Or they're putting it like between, we have this like front little like stat, like wood sculpture in the front that we can like hang different things on the front of it based off the holidays, you know, what season it is. And someone, I don't know what it even was. It was some pole or something that like got delivered, and it was probably like 5 feet long. And the person wedged it between our front door, which like a screen door which opens straight out, and between the wood thing, so we were like the person locked us into our house. We had to go around the back door to the front and get it out. So,
well, on that topic, I guess, you know, what happens during the holiday season when people are putting out, let's say Halloween, putting out their pumpkins, and, you know, Christmas season, they're putting out, I've got neighbors on the block that just go full on, right, with mm-hmm. Christmas decor. They've got the whole Santa's village at their front yard. So I wonder how the drone delivery is going to manage at that time.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Hail 9000 dropped it on the roof. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, yeah, where do they get these things
what if it's
delivered
not
on the street?
Or how do you get it done afterwards?
Yeah, in a tree. Like, I mean, I know they're not using parachutes. So, like, I mean, they're dropping them down completely on the ground. But, like, I don't want to talk to someone who's had this done, because I have so many questions. So many questions.
Well, along the delivery news, we've got even one more. It's Flytrax adding, you know, Jersey Mike. It's delivering subs now.
Please, I love myself some Jersey Mikes. This is super cool. Yeah, like, and this one has like the little bag that I guess it picks up. Like, what happens if you drop the bag in flight? Like, what happens then? Do you get a refund, or do you have to like it got delivered?
This just doesn't look very secure to me.
Oh, not at all. I mean, but then again, it's like, maybe, I mean, I guess if it's hooked on, and like they're canvas bags, like they're not going to like rip that easily. And as long as like you can secure it around those two straps pretty well, I feel like, I mean, I'm sure the sandwiches wouldn't be sticking out like that. I'm sure they did that for the photo, but like, I mean, as long as you secure it enough, I mean, it should be fine. But also, something
and is
about
it,
me
is
also
it delivery
says,
rain or shine? Because it looks like a old Matrix 600.
It's
Matrix 600. So yeah. What about weather limitations?
That also concerns me. Like, oh yeah, well the drone could do it, and then just deliver your subs in like a pouring rain, and now your subs are soaked. But like, I'm sure they wouldn't. I'm sure that would be like.
But don't we all want our food delivered when we don't want to drive out because the weather is bad?
Exactly. So I guess maybe like it's a solution. Maybe it's not the perfect solution for like weather, but like, you know.
I remember one of the first drone delivery news I saw was, I think, the ice fishing event down in Michigan, and they were using drones to deliver beer to the little ice fishing huts.
That is genius. Whoever came up with that idea probably racked in so much money, because I know living in Wisconsin, I know ice fishing, there are two important things, and that is other people and beer is what makes ice fishing fun. So,
well, maybe next year we can go down to your ice fishing hut and see if we can get beer delivered to us.
I would, let me know. I'll come. I'll bring a couple jackets.
Definitely. Another piece of news this week is AVSS, who's offering the parachute for Mavic 3. And I wanted to bring this up because, Kirk, if you remember, several weeks ago, we looked at the AVSS with their parachute video, which was interesting because we tested parachutes, you know, several years ago. And one of the challenges is you can't control where the parachute is landing. So the interesting element of this package or this system specifically is its on target drop. So they're essentially dropping the parachute and guided parachute to allow the drone to land within 9 meters of target. So that's definitely much better than just setting off the parachute and then see it gone with wind, right?
Yeah, I now that I have a Mavic 3, maybe I can find a way to test this and actually like do it. Because my concern is always, you know, the parachute and can the parachute open reliably? Because I think we've seen plenty of videos of parachutes getting caught in the rotors and then just, you know, you're still dropping out of the sky from 200 feet up and hitting the cement or hard ground. But I guess it makes sense, especially like the M300 and like those taller drones to like be able to make it work just fine. But I feel like the consumer side drones or prosumer side drones have to be much harder unless they're, that's also a lot of weight too. But I guess the Mavic 3 should probably handle it just fine.
I wonder what the market really is for this. Like, I'm always interested on a business side. What's the market size? Mm-hmm. Targeted audience, how many of these units they can actually sell?
I mean, I would be interested if it's reliable and if it works, I'd be interested in flying one, especially on the map, especially on my review units. Like, I'm terrified of losing one. So, like, you don't really want to lose a review unit and then go back to the company who sent it to you, like, hey, by the way. You know,
well, isn't that part of the liability clause?
Yeah, like I don't, you know, it's gone, and then they get upset with you, and you don't want to ruin that relationship. And like, and last time I was testing out the, when I was testing out the Mini 3, there was a group of kids, like it was a grandpa. The park I usually go to is like relatively like unpopulated. It's not like a super popular park because it's not like a really nice park, but it has a campground. And so some people kind of like take the weekend there and like just get away from like, it's kind of outside of the city, but not really. And there's like a grandfather brought his grandkids over and they were just like, all of a sudden they saw a drone in the air and they started running towards it. And I'm like, okay, all right. Like they can run out in the field. Just like, don't chase the drone, please. Like, cause I'm just like, they're just trying to chase it. And I'm like, no, let's not do that. And that would be the area where like, it'd be nice to like, just in case I'm flying it and like kids just like, I can't, they're on like the other side of the field and I can't like tell them to stop. They like run towards it and all of a sudden something happens. Like then at least, you know, it's not going to drop out of the sky and maybe hit them. It's going to at least, you know, have a parachute and, you know, get away from the person. So maybe, I don't know.
Well, remember this year, April Fool's Day, DJI had a video on the air bubble, right? Yeah. I thought, you know, was it? I remember when I was a kid, one of those sci-fi stories is is it James Bond? I can't remember. But if you're skiing and then if there's an avalanche and you can launch, you know, air bubble around yourself. So I wonder if they can actually make something like that for the drone. You know, you deploy one button, not like DJI's concept video, right? Like it's got to be just one air bubble. Versus, you know, so many different places to mount it. Like, it would be nice to have just one. And then you're protecting the drone, you're protecting everything else around you, too.
It would be nice to have something that just locks up the rotors. Like, you know what I mean? Because I feel like that's something, if they're still spinning, especially if they're falling, that could be, like, somewhat dangerous.
Technically speaking, you know, if you want to test on the review units, because I don't want to do this on my actual unit, but we're thinking about building some of those trampolines. So do like a controlled fall. But if you're looking into your controller settings, there's one part where you can set the kill switch of your motors, right? Okay. So if you set it, it's the controller joysticks. So controller joysticks, it's supposed to be, I can't remember this. I think it's inwards. So if it's in flight, because if you want to start off the motors, you're going, you know, diagonal. for the control sticks. But if you're in flight, you can also set it to do diagonal, and then that's supposed to be your kill switch. I have to double check. A couple of the DJI drones, they remove the option from the controller settings. But that is one potential place. And like I said, how about you test it on the review units and then let me know how that works out.
Like 10 feet up in the air. Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, 5 feet.
Yeah, maybe have a bunch of friends holding like a bed sheet under it or something. but also on the other parachute we tested from a company called ParaZero, that is how they're launching, that's how they're deploying their parachute, is their system has some kind of a mechanism that's actually stopping the motors first and then launching the parachute. At least from manufacturer side, that's what they said, how they're handling it. And my challenge is if I'm flying lower altitude, if I'm not flying 100 meters or 300 feet up, right, then you don't have enough altitude to buy enough time for the motors first to be stopped and then the parachute to deploy. And then your whole drone descent gets slowed down by the parachute. It takes time for all of that to happen.
Yeah. Now that I have, this is meant for the Mavic 3, and I think the Mavic 3 is probably like, I think the Air 2S is probably still a little too small to probably properly handle one of these, like weight wise. Although that thing has got some power in it. So it'd be interesting. We can definitely now like maybe try to test one out, not necessarily at the altitudes they want to, but we'll see if it works. So maybe it will work. So they can take liability of the drone at that point.
So that's all the news we got besides the Mini 3 Pro. And as I mentioned, we just want to give you a quick preview because when we come back, I believe next week, Kirk, you're going to have a full-on story to compare all the controller lineups. And we just had a challenge just getting all the names of the controllers right.
Yeah, so I'm working on an article that just like it's a list of all the DJI's controllers and like who they're compatible with. Which a lot of them are just kind of compatible with one drone, except for the RC Pro and the N1, and technically the RC Plus, which was the one we got confused on. Which one's the RC Pro? Which one's the RC Plus now? Because it feels like the name.
Get it right. There's the advanced flight controller, which is the earliest, right?
So I didn't know this is what the name of it until I started working on the story. And the one that comes with you'll get it with the Mini SE. Came with the original Mavic Mini, which is
or the Mavic 2 Pro, the original one.
Yeah, so this is the according to the Mini
user
manual, it's the advanced DJI flight controller. It's very advanced. It's definitely apparently branding for back then to have someone called advanced. And then we have, of course, the RC N1, which works with like every consumer drone out there. The Mini 2, the Mini 3, the Air 2, Air 2S, and the Mavic 3. These are the two.
The next upgrade from there is the smart controller.
Yes, which I've been told, I haven't put the smart controller in the article because I've been being told that if people buy an Air 2S with a smart controller, they just end up getting the RC Pro. Which I don't know if that's new or if that's not true.
If they're getting it with a smart controller, it should come with a smart controller because the smart controller is worth $1,000 alone.
Yeah, well, this is worth $1,200, I think, the RC Pro. It's not like
you mean the people who are buying the new Air 2S?
If you buy the Air 2S today. Yeah, if you buy the Air 2S today, apparently you're getting the RC Pro. I only heard that from one person, so I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I'm gonna find out too.
So it would be interesting, to just order a new one or something and see what it comes with.
And the one thing I find between the smart controller and the new RC, so the one that comes with a Mini 3 Pro, is this has HDMI. Where's HDMI? Yeah, so the smart controller has HDMI output, which works great for us, so we can run the video out to a separate monitor.
Yeah, let me try to open up the apps here. We can do a comparison between the RC, which is the new one here, which is honestly an amazing controller. Like, I don't know how much these are going to be selling separately because they haven't been put on the site separately yet, and we didn't get any information at release about how much they cost separately. I would probably imagine 500-600 maybe.
The RC, that's the RC controller.
This is just the standard RC.
Yeah, that's the standard RC controller.
Yeah,
I would. That one doesn't have HDMI output.
No, it does have a second. It does. Okay, so I learned a little bit about what this USB-C host is through some research, and apparently, in the user manual, it says somewhere about the 4G dongle or something like that, DJI's 4G dongle that you could put in there.
Yeah, we had that with
the old
Phantom 3 Pro, actually. You can get that HDMI dongle and then run the HDMI out. Yeah, so as long as they figure out the solution, because I would love to have that.
Yeah, that is apparently, it's compatible with that in a future firmware update. And that's kind of, the point of that. Don't understand why that one's underneath the flap and not the one that's meant for charging, but whatever. So here's kind of, let's do a side-by-side. Why did my screen go black? There we go. Side by side of the, like that.
Hold so that's on. The RC Pro.
Let's put these.
Which one is the RC Plus again?
The RC Plus is for their enterprise. So that's what the M300. Right. So here is side by side, and this is actually kind of bad comparison because it looks like the RC is brighter, but it isn't. Which is weird. Maybe the screen.
And does the RC Pro have a swappable battery?
Oh, that's why. Okay, here we go. I have the brightness all the way down on this one. That's why. There we go. Here's a better. Let's try this one again. So you can kind of see they're a little bit similar, but when you go actually outside and you have some pretty harsh lighting, I took a photo and posted it on Twitter it was 12:30, 1 o'clock. So the sun was right above me. And you can easily tell that the RC Pro is brighter.
Does RC Pro have swappable battery?
I do not believe so. I think that's just the RC Plus.
Right.
Yeah. Now, it does have two separate batteries on either side, but they're not, I don't think they're swappable at all. I don't see any way.
Because my other problem with smart controller is the battery dies in an hour.
Yeah. So that's one of the biggest upgrades to these RC controllers is that this has a 4-hour battery life. And then the RC Pro, I assume they must be using similar batteries, and this one just has the same battery, but it's a little more intensive, so it's 3 hours.
Right. But on all the enterprise ones, you can have swappable batteries. I remember the Phantom 4 RTK for enterprise, the battery is swappable, although it's the same controller as the regular Phantom 4, but they made the back pop so that you can actually exchange the battery, which was great.
Is that a hot swappable battery or just you still have to turn it off?
You still have to turn it off.
Okay. I mean, it's better than nothing. Yeah. It's definitely better than not having that.
Yeah.
So
at least you don't have to take the controller back, charge it, wait for an hour and then go back to fly.
Yeah. I never had an issue with either of those with flight time, dying. I mean,
I guess you don't survey a 100-acre field.
No, that's true.
You have to divide it into true. Seven flights.
Yeah, if you're doing, I can totally understand if you're flying these all day, yeah, you would have to charge them up or have something to charge up while you're flying it. But if you're just a casual person, just kind of walking around, if you're going on a hike and all of a sudden oh, let's do a drone thing, and then you're done. If you're just doing 10-minute flights at a time, a couple of them, you're fine. You're never gonna get through the battery life of these controllers. But do you want to also do a size comparison of the Mini with the Air and the Mavic as well? I have it all here. It's all on the desk.
We probably don't want to give everything away in this one episode. This was supposed to be a preview.
That's true. That's true. That's fair. Yeah, I think I'm working on that article. I'll work on a comparison, just a straight up RC Pro versus RC, which one should I get? If that's a factor for you, which one's better? Because the Mini, because apparently, yeah, the RC Pro is compatible with the Air 2S. So if you're ordering, if you in the Mini 3 is pretty much Air 2S, it's very similar. So if that's a factor, we'll do that. Also, I'll do a comparison between the Air 2S and the Mini 3 as well.
Yeah, it would definitely be a factor to me if it's compatible with Mavic 2 Pro and Phantom 4, because I still use those two.
I do especially not believe with the Mavic 3 RC Pro.
Having GPS issues.
Yeah, I think the RC Pro is only compatible with the Mavic 3 and Air 2.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to fix that through a firmware at some point. Because if they do, then I just have to carry one controller for mm-hmm. all my drones, right? Which right well, now that's... I can do that with a smart controller. Mm-hmm. It works with my Air 2S. It works with my Mavic 2 Pro, my Phantom 4, and my Mini 2. So it's great.
It would be nice if they like, I mean, even just the RC Plus was like that, where like it just worked with every drone. Like, you just, there's just one controller. Yeah, it's super expensive, but like you're never going to have to like change out controllers. That'd be nice for DJI the Create, because there are a lot of controllers.
Yeah. So they're not cheap.
No, they're not. And there is rumor that like the RC will might get compatibility with the Air 2S. It just hasn't. There's no confirmation yet of that.
I mean, with any new DJI product, you have to wait 3-6 months for them to settle on firmware updates.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, so that's all the news we've got for you this week. First half, we've covered some top delivery news, which seems like a drone delivery news of the week. And then we covered a little bit on a parachute system, and then landed on, you know, what's more than just a preview for the different DJI controllers. If you've got any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, please leave them in the comments down below, and we'll come back to see you again next Friday. Have a nice weekend, everyone.